got your giant-sized appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from MetLife Stadium as the Giants get set to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Coming up on this week's show, the Giants spread Thanksgiving cheer. Plus, we'll look at the relationship between Coach Coughlin and quarterback Eli Manning. But to get things started, time for Sights and Sounds, presented by Bose of the Giants and Cowboys.
Let's get it. We gotta want it.
This is a grind. It's hard. It ain't easy for nobody. But it's about respect. Let's go out there and take it. This is our house. This is our house. Bring it in, man.
Personal.
It's only about us.
Personal.
It's all about us. Giants on three. Say that like you mean it. 1, 2, 3. Giants.
So it's third and goal. From the three, Manning out of the gun, takes the snap, he's back to throw. He has time, throws it to the end zone, touchdown Giants. Odell Beckham Jr.
That was as clean a drive as we've seen all season long from this offense.
Boy, that was a clean operation, baby. That's what you do. That's what we do.
Good job, baby. Good job. Way to make plays. Good job, Larry. Way to make plays. Good job. Good job.
Left hash mark, right to left in your radio. Offset high left, Manning on a play fake. Rolls right, throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous.
Wow.
He was literally parallel to the ground when he pulled that in.
That is a difference maker, folks. 43 yards on the touchdown pass, Manning to Odell Beckham Jr.
Go! Let's go!
I bow down.
I see you getting on TV, Curry. I see you.
I gotta bow down. He just entered into one of the best catches in Giants history.
It's only the second quarter.
Second and goal at the four. Takes the snap, little shovel pass for Witten. Witten catches it, runs right, and in for the touchdown.
I shouldn't expect this shovel pass,
yeah.
But how did you end up fitting that? Did you fit inside? Because I forced.
I just came back. I came back with them, but they sealed me off.
That's what your keys tell you. If there was a running back there, you know, then maybe you look out for that, but that's tough as heck. Yeah.
High set with Williams. Ionoski, the fullback, handoff Williams. He runs right, walks into the end zone, touchdown Giants. Took it off the right side and high steps through the back of the end zone. For the rookie, his fifth rushing touchdown.
Way to get him, thanks to it.
Now hold on to the ball first. Hold on. You know you're trying to get extra yards. You got to squeeze it. That's when they're going to come in stripping. That's a good job.
Sorry. Okay.
Hey, way to work, man. Way to work.
Way to work, game two.
First play.
Yeah. Keep going now. Come on. Get hungrier. Yes. More.
Romo out of the gun. Drops straight back in the pocket and has time. Has room to his right. Now throws on the run. Busted coverage. Wide open Bryant at the 10. Bryant dives to the goal line and he's in for the touchdown.
I need more communicating, everybody. The more we communicate, the more we got a great chance. We doing good and we not talking enough. So imagine when we start talking more.
Third and goal inside the one. I said again, Manning, and play fake. He rolls right, he throws right. Adrian Robinson's got it. Touchdown, Giants. Adrian Robinson.
I'm over there.
You said, yeah.
Style on it.
That's a winning drive right there, baby.
Jump over like that, you know what I'm saying?
So whenever you in a weak hook drop, just drop back and lean and look in there.
You gotta look for that person.
You gotta look that way.
Romo takes the snap. Giants recover. Romo pumps. Romo not under pressure. Now he dances to his right. He's got all day. Now he throws one into the back of the end zone for a touchdown to Dez Bryant. And the final score, the Dallas Cowboys 31, the Giants 28. at Sights and Sounds presented by Bose. When we come back, we'll look at the relationship between Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Giants and Cowboys getting set to start in a Sunday night football showdown. Eli Manning and Tom Coughlin have had a lot of battles with the Cowboys and everybody else in the NFC East. Here's a closer look at Eli and Coach Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin was named head coach in 2004. The franchise would rise to the dawn of a new era.
Beautiful day, huh? Great day. Great day. God, don't get any better than this.
When I accepted the position at the press conference as the head football coach of the New York Giants, the things that I said were the things that I believed. The reestablishment of New York Giant pride was the thing that we had to do.
In 2004, New York began to build the team in Coughlin's image when they orchestrated a draft day trade with the San Diego Chargers to acquire quarterback Eli Manning.
He was the number one player on our board, and if you're looking for quality, that's the direction that you go in. This is a young player with great ability, and he was within striking distance for us, and we took him.
But for Eli Manning, success would not come early or easily.
He looks, he starts to run. Oh, he's hit it. Manning was nearly separated from his senses.
And welcome to the NFL, Eli Manning.
Wasn't pleasant for Eli. I can remember how frustrating it was for him sitting in my office the next day saying, Coach, I want to be so good. I made the decision after the seventh game that Eli would become the starter.
Manning takes the snap, drops back, throws it over the middle. Touchdown, Shockey! Let the record show, Eli Manning's first touchdown pass goes to Jeremy Shockey.
I think just playing those last seven games, had some decent games, had some struggles. We only won one game, the last game of the season versus the Cowboys in a two-minute drive, and that was huge for me. That was big for me, and my confidence, I think, the players and their confidence around me, and kind of end the season, a bad season on a good note. Was important to me kind of take that into the offseason and into that following season.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game.
That was just, kind of my favorite game. Just in Lambeau Field, it's negative 23 degrees, NFC Championship, playing against, Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is it.
It was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be. Going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather, and it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
And in the final seconds of the game, Lawrence Tynes' field goal would make the Super Bowl dream a reality.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good, kick on its way, end over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good!
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl after missing at the end of regulation, and the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42.
And on the biggest stage, Eli would deliver one of the most memorable passes in Super Bowl history.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw, under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it, now throws it deep downfield, wide open Tyree, who makes the catch. At the 23-yard line, what a play by Manning! He eluded three sacks.
They got a hold of him, but they just never pulled me down. They just kind of—I could feel they got hold of me, but they weren't tackling me. So I fought out of it. I rolled right. I kind of saw Tyree and figured, I got to give this a shot.
What a play by the quarterback!
What a catch by Tyree! Oh. Tyree had Harrison all over him. The ball was on his helmet.
When he caught the ball, game was over. We knew we were going to win.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, pops it left, throws it wide open, touchdown Giants! The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14 as Tom Coughlin gets a Gatorade bath. After a 17-year wait, the Lombardi Trophy returns to Giant Stadium.
And in a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 46, the Giants look to once again capture the Lombardi Trophy in what would become another Super Bowl classic. Eli connected on his first nine passes, breaking the Super Bowl record held by former Giant Phil Sims. He finished the game with 296 yards and one touchdown, and once again thrilled the fans with some last-minute magic.
Manning out of the shotgun set and is back to throw. Finds the pocket. Deep ball down the left sideline, and it's going to be caught. Was he inbounds? Yes! Manningham on the sideline.
This time it was Manning to Manningham that set up the game-winning score.
Hand off Bradshaw. He runs up the middle. Oh, and he falls into the end zone for the touchdown. He thought about stopping.
But not before another heart-stopping final play.
Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete. And the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
It's definitely special. It's an exciting time, you know, for myself. And then you think about those guys who are going through it for the first time, you know, what that feeling is, and smiling for them.
And for Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the rest of the Big Blue, a season in which there were many doubters, in the end, the Giants were the Super Bowl champions.
Coach Coughlin and Eli Manning, two championships together and a lot more wins to come. Right now, it's time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia.
Who holds the Giants record for the most consecutive games throwing a touchdown pass? The answer coming up after the break. Y.A. Tittle holds the record for the most consecutive games throwing a touchdown pass with 15.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. It's the Giants and Dallas Cowboys. Now, the Giants getting into the Thanksgiving spirit. We'll tell you about that in just a little bit. But so were Giants fans prior to this game, as we took a look at the Giants fan tailgate and a lot of deep-fried turkeys.
Turkey Day! 14 birds going down, and that's just the beginning.
Tailgate between a bunch of friends and only about 100 close friends, you could say. All getting together for one thing, the New York Giants.
Here we go, baby. We've been frying turkeys in this parking lot for the last 20 years.
Today, 215 pounds of turkey and probably about another 200 pounds of sides.
Yeah, there you go. Nice stuffing there. Mom can't even make stuffing like this. Woo, look at that plate. Look at that beauty.
Frank Bird, coming right up. Here we go, baby. This is bird number four.
Giant style.
First thing we gotta do is we gotta rip off the wings. I go in the wing pile. We just gotta wing it over here.
So next time you want a real Thanksgiving dinner, skip your mother's house and come on over here. Have a bite to eat with us. Pride, baby!
Clearly the Giants fans were getting into the spirit of Thanksgiving before the Giants and Cowboys. Time for this week's Hospital for Special Surgery Sports Injury Journal as Dr. Rodeo takes a look at the ACL injury.
My name is Scott Rodeo. I'm associate team physician with the New York Giants. I'm here to talk a little bit about strategies for prevention of ACL injuries in the knee. So one of the factors that's been found in leading to ACL injuries is how someone lands from a jump. The general factors are to work on improving strength in all the muscles in the lower extremity, but not just the quadriceps and the hamstrings and the leg, but also the core muscles, low back muscles, abdominal muscles, and working not just strength, but kind of coordination and balance. So teaching athletes how to land from a jump, how to land with the knees bent and the hips bent. Athletes should learn to think about landing with their knees over their toes. They should try to prevent the knees from collapsing inward. These are all some factors that we know can be helpful in preventing the loads on the knee that can lead to ACL injury. So we can do exercises in a gym with weights and things like that to work on the muscle strength, your quadriceps and hamstrings. As far as football-specific exercises can be done, working on kind of side-to-side karaoke type of activities is helpful. Running and decelerating, planting and pivoting, and learning to do that with appropriate form. Again, hips bent, knees bent, kind of keeping your knees over your toes, things like that will work on not just appropriate strength, but also kind of the coordination and balance that you need for sport-specific activities.
All right, time to shift gears a little bit and pick up the tempo of the show for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
Feels like a close, it's coming to me off my gonna do. It's too late to start over. This is the only thing I know.
I'm afraid to
wraps this week's edition of Sideline Jam. More to come here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants and Cowboys. Sunday Night Football doesn't get much better than this. And Thanksgiving week coming up. Not only do the players get their work done on the field, but the Giants very much in the Thanksgiving spirit.
The Giants defensive line headed over to the food bank in West Harlem for their annual Thanksgiving visit.
We have a great time every year. This is the time of year for family, friends, and just actually giving back.
You know, I've been coming here for the past 3 years, and it's really a blessing. And, the community did a great job of organizing once again for the 3 years I've been here, and it just was a great thing.
Well, let me explain. Cutting the turkey and carving the turkey is not easy. It is not easy.
It feels good to come down here and just, you know, shed light on people's life and, you know, just to see the enjoyment that they get when we give them back just, you know, a simple handing them a plate or something and just interacting with them. So, you know, I'm enjoying that, having the ball.
What's going on? You good? How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving, man.
These guys are amazing. They come here. They want to be a part of the community. They're like your brothers that you get to see during the holidays, but when you see them, it makes up for the whole year, because they bring a lot of energy and a lot of love. Go Giants. It's my Go Giants dance. All day. It's the Go Giants. This is what we do.
Meanwhile, over at the Polo Grounds Community Center in Manhattan, Walter Thurman and Rashad Jennings help pack turkeys to feed over 3,000 families.
Hello.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
This situation is to be able to give back, you know, to be able to feed families who are less fortunate than ourselves and be able to, you know, put a smile on their face, you know, and be able to give them a great meal for the holidays.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Having the guys here helping unloading the turkeys, unloading the fixings, being a part of this process really shows how much they care, not only about giving back, but also the community here in East Harlem.
Anytime we can give back and put a smile on somebody's face and assure that they're going to receive a nice, warm meal, it's humbling.
You have a good day.
I don't mind anybody making a big deal over me getting free stuff. All right, thank you, love.
Yeah, you have a good day. I mean, it feels great. I mean, just to be able to see all the different people that came out to volunteer, not just athletes, but just everyone in general, you know. And just, this is a testament just to see all the different people that, like I said, come from different walks of life, being able to get back in the situation, and very thankful to be a part of this process.
So we enjoy it today. Thank you for coming out. We love you guys. We look forward to meeting you. And eat up.
Well, the Giants players certainly into the Thanksgiving spirit, which leads us to this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. And yes, the players each and every week prepare diligently for their games. Obviously, a big division rivalry for the Giants, knowing that they're taking on the Dallas Cowboys for the second time this year. But the other thing that you have to know is what these players do during the course of the season. You just saw in our last piece some of the work that the Giants players do within the community during the holidays for the Thanksgiving spirit. The Giants are also very involved around Christmas time, but it doesn't stop with just the holidays. Players, coaches, the entire organization is always looking to give back within the community, because the New York Giants have been around for 90 years, and the franchise not only stands for football excellence, but it stands for being a pillar in the community. And that is a tradition that has been set forth by the Mara and Tisch family, and that's why the Giants have always been very successful when it comes back to giving back to people in need. And that's my perspective. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Giants.com, and of course on Twitter @Giants. On behalf of our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.